Today on Real Radio.
Jesus says, you better follow my word. And the Bible says there, and many disciples turned and walked away and didn't walk with him any longer. This morning, I will pull no punches in this portion of scripture. And will you be offended? Will you turn and walk away no more? That's my heart this morning, that you not do that.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through the two letters written by the Apostle Paul to Timothy. We now begin 2 Timothy chapter 3. Now, this is where Paul uses some pretty strong terms. In other words, he issues a no-holds-barred warning regarding those deceptive and sinful acts that will occur in the last days. Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs in a presentation called The Christian Soldier in the Last Days.
2 Timothy chapter 3, as we continue our study in this prison epistle that Paul has written to dear Timothy, I must confess to you this morning. First of all, before we go any further, how many of you are visiting for the first time this morning? Why don't you raise your hand? Anyone else? God bless you guys. I say this to protect my own self this morning. For those of you who are new here, we're going through the Bible verse by verse and book by book. We believe that that's the way the Lord would have us to study the Bible. It was written verse by verse and book by book. And as we come to our study this morning, we come to an area that is incredibly challenging and convicting. And I want to warn you, if you're new to studying the Bible, if you're halfway alive at all this morning, you are going to feel, as I have felt for the last 2 days, strong conviction, an uneasiness in my heart. Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, God, I'm guilty. And as we get into the Word this morning, you may find yourself becoming a little uncomfortable. I want you to be glad if you feel that feeling. That is the Holy Spirit, and that's Him grooming you and pruning you along to be a more committed believer. And so as we look at this fantastic, demanding chapter, we lay our hearts open before the Lord. You know, this Tuesday I had an opportunity to be together with a bunch of Calvary Chapel pastors as there was a planning meeting. There was a brother sitting next to me, and he said, well, what book are you guys in? And I said, well, we're in 2 Timothy. And he said, oh, man, we did 2 Timothy about 2 years ago. And he said, our church, we probably dropped in about 150 people in attendance in 2 Timothy because it was so demanding, and it really shook the church to the core in the way of commitment. And I said, golly, that's what we're experiencing too. And I said, the real blessing is, though, that we've had more servants come forward during the book of Timothy than in any other book we've been in. And so that's our heart's desire this morning, that we would grow deep. And as we grow, we come now to a study where Paul encourages Timothy now the responsibilities of the Christian soldier. And so we pick up our study in verse 1 of 2 Timothy 3. He says, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, unloving and unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women laden down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds disapproved concerning the faith. But they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. I tell you, not the greatest portion of Scripture to get up and run to church about this morning. The list of people, there's 18 or 19 descriptions here of people who will of attributes that will characterize the people of the last days. And here's the big shockeroo, people. Whenever you're studying the Bible, you must always, always study the Bible in what is known as the context. You don't just go breeze along like cultists do at your door and pull a verse right out of a network somewhere. And they'll twist the Scriptures. You can't do that. You cannot do that. When you study the Bible, you must study the Bible in its context. And so we come this morning, and here is the part that breaks our hearts. But to any of us who have been in the ministry for any period of time, you will understand clearly that Paul this morning is speaking to people not outside the church, not people of the world. He's not speaking to people who are known as non-believers. He's talking about people inside the four walls of the Church of Jesus Christ. Can you believe that? He's saying that in the church there will be those that have these attributes. And he's warning Timothy that he better have his helmet on and his sword out and his Bible ready, because there's going to be these people creep into the church. And they will be powerful people. And I approach this portion of Scripture this morning fearfully. I don't know if this is the reason or not, but I laid my head down last night at 9 o'clock to go to bed. And the last time I remember looking at the clock, I did not fall asleep until somewhere after 2:30 this morning, and I woke up at 5 o'clock because I couldn't sleep. And I tossed and I turned there. The heaviness of this chapter. And my heart wasn't heavy because, gee, is the Bible true in this point? Oh, of course it is. Oh, God, am I going to be faithful to deliver the message? Well, I trust I shall be. You know what my heart's burden has been? What are you going to think about this message this morning? How many of you, as with Jesus Christ, when Jesus said, listen, you better follow. Jesus says, you better follow my word. And the Bible says there, and many disciples turned and walked away and didn't walk with him any longer. This morning, I will pull no punches in this portion of Scripture. And will you be offended? Will you turn and walk away no more? That's my heart this morning, that you not do that. We are not a church of compromise. We're not a church to win over your love. Yet we love you. And we want to give you the full counsel of God. And it's not beautiful this morning. And I'll be glad to get out of this portion of Scripture. He tells us that this is the responsibility of the soldier of Christ. In 1 Corinthians 4:15, the Bible says, even though you have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel, Paul says. We birth the Bible out to you this morning in the fear of the Lord. And we need to be understanding this, that a true Christian, true pastor, a true shepherd of the flock is going to do several things. He's going to encourage us. He's going to love us. He's going to instruct us in the word. But then there's those bad words. He's going to protect us. And sometimes that's the protection where we've got to get pushed out of the street because we're playing marbles out on the fast lane. As a Christian, then there's those times when we have to be corrected and also disciplined. But I say this, that in those areas, it's my desire that Jesus do those things and not the pastor. We can point you to the verses. In 2 Peter 3:18, the Bible says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's our desire this morning, is to feed you with knowledge. Before we get into this, there's some foundational things we need to lay out to you. We need to be careful always that first, as ministers of the gospel, we're pointing you to God's heart, not my heart, not some pastor's heart. Are we pointing you to God's heart? If we do that, then you will grow in grace, you will grow in knowledge, and your understanding of the message will be fruitful. And when we receive teaching and become knowledgeable in the Word of God, and many of you this morning are very sharp in the Bible, what does that breed in our hearts? Responsibility as a Christian soldier. Responsibility. And the soldier fights with purpose and with direction. And so we go through this study this morning seeking direction. I read this and I thought it was kind of cute concerning Christians who have no direction. This one writer said, a lot of Christians are like the pilot who announced to the passengers, ladies and gentlemen, we're absolutely lost, but we're making very good time. A lot of Christians, man, they don't know their Bible. They're saved, but they don't know the Bible. And somebody comes across your path with false doctrine to deceive and to corrupt you, and you go, oh man, hey, you're nice. Oh, look, he's got a collar. It's turned around backwards, and it's white in the front. He's got to be of God. A lot of people running around, lost, not knowing the Bible, but they're making good time, running everywhere. I remember when I was learning how to fly way back in, 1880, I think it was, or 1980. I remember one night we were out over the ocean. There was no moon that night, and we were out over the water, and my instructor put this hood on. And he said, now fly by the instruments. And I'm going along there. And he says, okay, now I'm going to lower the hoods further. And he lowers the hood so you can't see anything at all. And he takes the controls and he begins to what we call scramble the plane. You can't feel a thing. He just slowly begins to move the plane around, put it into some dives and into some climbs and into some left banks and some right banks. But you don't have any visual reference. You can't see anything. And you're sitting there with the hood over your face. And he says, all right, now take the controls and fly straight and level. Fly a straight line. And he wants you to do, what he wants you to do is fly according to feelings. And I'd sit there and, yeah, that feels right. In fact, that feels good. And then he says, okay, when you think you're level and straight and all that, lift up your hood. And I said, all right, that's no problem. You're going along. Yeah, that feels just about right. And you're really sure. And then you take off the hood, and you are in a descent, steep dive. And you go, oh, gosh, and you pull it up, and you level out. And he looks over there, and he's laughing. You know what the moral of the story is? No direction. If you can't see where you're going, if you don't know the Bible, you're going to be in a steep, descending dive. And yet you're still a Christian and you're saved, but you don't know the Bible. And Paul's going to reveal to us this morning, you got to know the Word of God. And so in verse 1, he says, but know this. And that word but is very powerful. It means really, with all the things I've described coming into this portion of Scripture, of all of chapter 2, concerning those things, concerning you being a vessel fit for the master's use, concerning the dangers of the end times, but know this. And this word know is the Greek word gnosko. It means to absolutely be aware, be absolutely in touch, be perceiving. And it's a continual perception. Be studying the Bible. Don't just read it on Monday and think you're going to make it through the rest of the week. Study it to show yourself approved unto God. Know. And so the word is, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. We must know this. The Bible tells us in Psalm 119:11, thy word have I stored or hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. And people this morning, are you having a problem walking your Christian walk? The key to a successful, healthy Christian walk is knowing the Word of God. Do you not have power in your Christian experience? You need to know the Bible, and you'll have power. It's guaranteed. But he says, know this. Gnosko, it's an experiential knowledge. You learn by experience. I had the blessed opportunity to, about a month or so maybe, to sit on the lawn of my front yard and watch a brother come into the body of Christ. And some of you have come to Jesus Christ recently. And as you get up and go, you begin to experience the truth of the Bible. That's gnosko. You're learning hands-on. You're seeing that the power of God does keep you. The Word of God does protect your life. Now you let loose of the power of God, you let loose of the Word of God, and you'll get into crashes and into accidents and all. The Word of God is our answer. In 1 John chapter 4, the Bible tells us, John speaking concerning these perilous times and these dangerous days, he says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. But this you gnosko, but this you know, the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God." He says down there in verse 6, "We are of God. He who knows God hears our message." Are you experiencing God in your life this morning? How are you gnoskoing with God? Are you learning through the Word? And are you growing in Him? It's very, very vital. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 to 20, concerning this knowledge, the Bible says, "Little children, it is the last hour." It is the last hour. And as you have heard, the Antichrist is coming. And even now, there are many Antichrists who have come out into the world, really, by which we know that it is the last hour. People, the Bible warns us that in the last days, false teachers will come. How will you know that? You will experience it in your life. You'll see churches run aground. You'll hear of ministers preaching doctrines that are off base. And what do? Give up on Jesus, run away, quit? No, you say, praise God, the Word of God is sure. The Bible said that these knuckleheads would come. And I know it's true, because God has warned us. And then in 2 Timothy 4:3, it says, "For the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine, but instead they will heap to men who teach them. Their ears will be itching. And they'll teach them, and they'll be messed up by their own desires and their own pursuits. But they'll heap to themselves teachers because they have itching ears, ears that want to be stroked and played with." And he says also there in verse 1 that there will be perilous times. And this is very sad, people. There's no doubt in our minds that in the last days, perilous times will come. The Bible says so. And you may sit here this morning and say, you know what? The Bible's been talking about last days for a long time, but I don't really think these are the last times. Let me put it to you this way. These words suggest this, that since the last times have begun with the advent of Jesus Christ to the earth, born as a babe, those are the last days. And we are 2,000 years closer to the end of the last days than ever before. John said these were the last days. The very words mean this, that there will be waves of perils, epics of dangers that will roll in during the age of the church. And this is very, very important to us, people. If you're taking notes, that word perilous times means this: dangerously stressed, critically draining, violent times. Critically draining because of the violence and because of the danger of the times in which we live. Draining our life, draining our awareness, taking the edge off of our walks, and also stealing all peace. Now, thank God, Jesus said in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, not as the world gives, but my peace I give unto you." But in the last days, people, there will be stressful, dangerous times to take away from our lives. And I want to say this. This is not open for opinion, though you will have your opinion immediately. You need to look at data. Crime is increasing not only in hideousness, but in magnitude and in frequency. Since the times of Christ, men have been inventing more evil and more evil things to do. Perilous times with epics and waves will come in towards the church and against the church. And let me say this. I don't want to be a real bummer this morning, but I believe this. If Jesus Christ does not come back soon, and I believe he can come back at any moment for the church, if he doesn't come back soon, we may very well experience persecution in the church. I encourage you to get your head out of the sand and start reading some of the news that's taking place in other parts of the world and in the southern United States. Churches are being attacked. Churches that are speaking out against homosexuality. Churches that are speaking out against liberalism are being burned, destroyed. The pastor's children are being stolen. Their homes are being vandalized. And you think, well, not in America. This is a Christian country. No, it's not. It used to be a Christian country. It's not anymore. Perilous times have come to America, and they will come here. And yes, the rapture's coming, and yes, the Lord's going to take us into glory. But that doesn't mean that you're not going to die for your faith. We could be called upon to die as Christians. Who knows? For crying out loud, some neighbor next door could come out of his house after you witnessed him and all bummed out and said, I'm going to, you know, shoot you for telling me about Jesus. Oh, Lord, where's the rapture? I thought the rapture was going to happen before the great tribulation. Hey, it is. But you're in the midst of your own tribulation right then and there. And it could be that in America, the Christian will be attacked who stands for godliness. Perilous times are here. We see rioting and looting taking place. And by the way, this word peril, it's found in another place in all of the New Testament, only twice, here and in Matthew 8:28. When Jesus got out of the boat in the Gergesenes there in the area of Gadara, these two demons came running out of the tombs, and they were so fierce and so violent, nobody could go by there. That's bad. And these two men who were possessed by demons, the Bible says there in Matthew 8:28 that they were very violent and very dangerous. That's the same word. Violent and dangerous, demonically empowered days will come upon the church. Gosh, aren't you glad you came here this morning? I don't want to hear this. Oh, I warn you in love this morning. Oh, God, grant me the power this morning to convey to you the message that's on his heart and not on my heart, to tell you what is good for you, not to tell you what is happy for you. Perilous times are upon us.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a look at the first part of 2 Timothy chapter 3, a presentation called The Christian Soldier in the Last Days. And we'll continue with more on Monday's edition of Real Radio. Remember, 1 and 2 Timothy were not written to a church, necessarily, but more to the individual. That's why every believer should look at these two sections of the New Testament closely. Well, now these studies through 1 and 2 Timothy are now available all on one convenient MP3 CD. So for your tax-deductible contribution of any amount to Real Radio, we'll send it your way. Just ask for the study series through 1 and 2 Timothy by Pastor Jack. Find out more, visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. To get in touch with us here by telephone, call our toll-free number, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Or for the mere cost of a stamp, you can write us at Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Again, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine. amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.